The Teacher Who's Staying Behind. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Thursday's suicide bombing was not only shocking, it was a reminder to any American who still wants our soldiers to stay in Afghanistan what that would mean. It was also a reminder to Afghans of the ruthless mathematics of this war, which dictate that in this incident, just as in the rest of the war, the Afghan casualties are many times larger than ours. I heard an interview with an Afghan who has decided not to leave. Obadullah Bahir is his name. He's a lecturer at the American University of Afghanistan, and he told C-SPAN that this is why the Afghan army disintegrated. The price of accepting U.S. help to keep the Taliban at bay was just more dead Afghans. And he's come to believe that they made the right choice to disappear.
And maybe this is a blessing in disguise. They chose to surrender, which meant that a lot of Afghan lives that could have been lost was avoided. And I personally think that it's better that a few Afghan lives were saved. Look, I had friends who were commandos who died for this war, and their brothers now asking the ex-president who fled the country why their brothers had to die when he was going to flee the country and give it up to the Taliban anyways. So maybe the ones, the commandos that didn't die, are worth accepting the harm that military disintegration caused.
And as for Obadullah himself, he's going to take his chances with the Taliban, which for a westernized, English-speaking Afghan sounds like a pretty big risk to me.
I don't know. I am trying to make the best of the tools available to me, hoping that this transition goes well for Afghanistan's sake, for the international community's sake.
Obadullah is actually scheduled to teach classes at George Washington University next year in D.C. I hope he makes it, because I think the next generation of American diplomats needs to hear from him. Maybe he can show them how to stop their country from making the same mistake yet again.